Police at Oberlin College in Ohio are trying to figure out who's behind a series of racist and homophobic incidents on campus. They culminated in a reported sighting early yesterday morning of someone on campus dressed as a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Oberlin canceled classes yesterday to hold a teach-in and a so-called Day of Solidarity Against Hate Speech and other campus events. The school has a long history of liberal social activism. It was the first college in the country to establish race-blind admissions and the first to grant a degree to an African-American woman. Joining us on the line is Nick Castell, a reporter with the public radio station WCPN in Cleveland. And Nick, you've been talking with local police. Do they have any idea yet who's behind this?
I spoke with police this morning, and right now they're saying that they're not going to confirm earlier reports that there may have been two students who are identified as being behind these messages. Right now they're saying they've received a lot of leads and their detective is following up on them. But again, they're not going to confirm whether they've identified anyone as being possibly behind the hateful messages on campus.
And remind us what some of these racist and homophobic incidents have been.
Well, according to reports that I've seen, these messages started appearing around campus in early February. In some cases, they were racist slurs that were written on Black History Month posters. In other cases, they were swastikas drawn on leaflets, as well as anti-gay and anti-Jewish messages. And they were found in different places all over campus, sometimes located in multicultural resource centers, as well as near a dorm that's for students who are involved in African diaspora studies.
And this incident we mentioned where someone may have been cited dressed like a member of the KKK, that has been reported to police but not yet confirmed?
That's correct. Police are saying that they've received a report from one student about seeing somebody dressed in a hood and a robe allegedly resembling the Klan. But right now they're saying that that's the only report they have and they're still looking into it.
So far, has anyone on campus been suspended or disciplined in connection with this?
Well, it's not really clear. I spoke with officials at Oberlin College earlier today, and I was told that they also would not confirm whether or not any students had been suspended. Certainly there have been some news reports indicating that students were removed from campus, but Oberlin isn't commenting on that publicly. It's not uncommon for colleges to be somewhat secretive about their disciplinary process, so it may just be a matter of time before we learn all the facts.
But Oberlin certainly took the initiative yesterday to decide that we really need to address this and get people together, and it can't be a normal class day. We need to sit down and talk.
They did. There was an official at Oberlin that the dean of the college told me that this event, that the hate messages were completely contrary to the community values that Oberlin believes in, and they felt that it was necessary to take a day off of class in order to have a teach-in as well as to have a series of rallies in order to show community support and community opposition to hate speech of any kind.
And have you been able to talk with students also and get a sense of what they're saying and thinking about all this?
Yeah, you know, yesterday I spoke with one freshman at the school who said she came to Oberlin because she thought it was a school where things like this didn't happen, and she was kind of surprised. Another student said, you know, she learns about these things in history class. She thought they happened 50 years ago, but not today, and she was kind of taken aback by it.
Yeah, in fact, we've read that some say that they're worried about their safety, but that others don't want to blow this out of proportion, and they feel like, you know, it's unfortunate that if there were one or just a few people behind this, suddenly the whole school ends up tarred.
It's a difficult thing, and you know, it's probably worth saying that these kinds of incidents do happen on college campuses from time to time, which isn't to downplay it at all, but it is to say that this is a common problem that a lot of schools across the country deal with. And it's true that you know, when they happen, sometimes it's not clear who the perpetrator is, and some students do feel threatened by it because, you know, they feel that they are specifically being targeted because of their religion or ethnicity or sexual orientation.
So far, has this been entirely limited to campus? Is there any sense that there's something going on in the larger community beyond Oberlin?
I haven't heard any reports from anyone saying that there's any connection to the larger community. It seems like something that's just been focused on the campus of Oberlin.
That's Nick Castell. He is a reporter with the public radio station WCPN in Cleveland. And he's been talking to us about the series of racist and homophobic incidents that's been happening on campus at Oberlin College in Ohio. Police and the school are working to find out who is behind that. Nick, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.